tires. Tire makers have a problem. I mean, tires all look alike. So what are advertisers and companies to do to create a brand for themselves? Here's a Bridgestone's solution in a Super Bowl ad.
And squeeze those buns. You are so worth it. Come on, girls. Squeeze, squeeze, tone, tone. Ah!
For drivers who want to get the most out of their cars.
That is fantastic. I believe
it's Bridgestone or nothing.
Bridgestone, of course, a Japanese tire company, and one that's in the middle of the crosshairs as over the weekend, Barack Obama slaps a 35% tariff on Chinese-made tires, which means that consumers are going to have to learn a little more about the rubber that hits the road there on their automobiles and vehicles. Mike Cockrell joins us. He's chief financial officer of Sanderson Farms, who's in this battle of a trade war that's looming between China and the United States, joining us from Laurel, Mississippi. And Ross Cogle is president of Tire Wholesalers, based in Troy, Michigan, who's written on the subject of this tariff. First of all, Ross Cogle, good morning.
Good morning.
How difficult is it for consumers to know where their tires come from, either the United States, China, Japan, or anywhere else?
Well, it's not that hard. They can just look on the side of the tire. Most of them say made in the USA or made in China. So, but the majority of the tires that are affected by the tariff that are coming in are entry-level tires. They're Tier 3 tires. The Bridgestone ad that you just played, you know, that really focuses on mid to higher end tires, and most of the tires that are affected by the tax, in my mind, are entry level tires.
Now, when you say entry level tires, you mean super cheap tires coming from China and not tires like, say, Cooper tires. They have factories in China, but Cooper tires made in China would not be affected by this tariff, correct?
Some are, some aren't, but the vast majority of tires, if you're looking for big picture comments, the vast majority of tires that are made in China that are coming to the United States right now are Tier 3 or entry-level tires. They're for the person that goes into a store and doesn't say, I want the Bridgestone, I want the Goodyear. They want to say, I want the least expensive tire possible. And, of course, those are the tires that are most difficult for manufacturers to make profitably.
And in many ways, that is, you know, the greater likelihood of consumers these days who are affected by the recession, who may be out of work, who, if they get a flat tire, they're not interested in the brand. They just want to get their car back on the road, and they want the low-end tire, right?
Yeah, and in Michigan, we definitely see that.
And this is who this tariff is going to hurt, in addition to the Chinese. Now, the Chinese, of course, struck back, threatening to restrict chicken parts sales, a main export from the United States to China. Mike Cockrell, that's definitely in your portfolio. What's the impact of China retaliating on chicken parts in the Sanderson Farms business?
Well, good morning, John, and thanks for having me.
Sure, absolutely.
Well, time will tell. The Chinese government announced yesterday that they were going to begin an investigation, an anti-dumping investigation against the United States chicken industry. And, of course, they did not overtly say that they were doing that in retaliation for the administration's tariff on tires. But the timing is certainly interesting. And it's not the first time chicken has been pulled into these type of battles. The previous administration put a tariff on steel imported from Russia back in 2002, and Russia promptly began having, quote, health concerns about United States chicken and embargoed United States chicken for a period of time.
Now, Femi sort of reminded me this morning that this has just got to be awful on so many levels for you. I mean, the last thing any chicken producer wants is to have a conversation with the word rubber in it, right? I mean, that's number one. Number two, do the Chinese have a case on dumping that they can actually make at the World Trade Organization?
Oh, they really don't. The charge is specious at best, because the most of the product that is sold to China, the primary product is chicken paws or feet, and those products are sold there at a premium because they are much desired in China, and we don't even have another market for those products. Really, if those products were not sold to China, they would probably be treated as offal or byproduct and sold to the rendering plant. So it's not that I don't believe there's any merit to the claim at all, but it does raise another issue at a time when our industry is struggling significantly and has for the last year. Most players in our industry have gone through a very difficult time, just like many in our economy, and it's not what the industry needs.
Then to both of you, Russ Cogle, president of Tire Wholesalers in Troy, Michigan, and Mike Cockrell, chief financial officer of Sanderson Farms, the intent by the Obama administration and China is to injure the corporations and the trade policies of these companies. But who are the consumers that are likely to be hurt here in the United States and in China? Ross, you first. On the tire question, which consumers are going to be hurt?
Oh, definitely the consumers that are looking for the least expensive product. The people that walk into a store and say, you know, I want the least expensive tire and I have the least amount of money to spend, which assumedly are going to be people in lower to middle class America.
Now, the president will be speaking at the AFL-CIO convention today. He'll presumably say that this will save jobs in the tire industry. Do you believe that, Ross?
Yes, except that it will save approximately 4,000 jobs, and even that is a dubious claim. And a recent study by Thomas Prusa from Rutgers University argues that it will cost 25,000 jobs in the tire industry.
Mike Cockrola, take us out with a final thought here. Chief Financial Officer of Sanderson Farms, who's likely to be injured besides the trade policies of the Obama administration and individual corporations?
Well, obviously, as you just said, the industry in the United States will be injured, but the consumers that will be injured in this particular instance are the Chinese consumers. There's not another source for them to get the pause that they want and that they enjoy, and other than from the United States industry. And
well, thanks for that insight. I mean, it's not an industry that we typically focus on, tires or chicken paws, but it's definitely center stage in this trade battle between China and the U.S. Mike Cockrell of Sanderson Farms and Ross Kogel of Tire Wholesalers. Thanks, guys.
It's my pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.